It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Finnish telecom company Nokia Corp reported Thursday a second quarter net loss of 665 million euros. The company says the loss was due to weak demand for mobile networks. Text-to-speech software is common in the English-speaking world, but not as much in other places. However, developers at Carnegie Mellon University, in collaboration with the Here to Read project, are hoping to make a difference in India with new, free, open-source apps for Android devices that could help millions of visually impaired people in that country. Tamil is the first language being offered on the Play Store, with seven other major languages to follow. In the meantime, voice-activated technologies like Amazon Echo speakers are gaining popularity with people of all abilities. This week, the Tech Report looks at one Pittsburgh company that hopes its app, which you can talk to and also talks back to you, will benefit people with visual impairments. Virginia Alvino has more on the app, which launched this week.
Conversant Labs is based at a co-working space in Lawrenceville, a startup that comes complete with snacks, board games, and a four-year-old dachshund mix named Cheeky. The founder of this four-employee company that focuses on voice-activated technologies is 29-year-old Chris Maury. 5 years ago, Maury was diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder that was slowly making him go blind.
As my vision got worse, I started looking at the assistive technology that was out there and was really disappointed with the quality and how well they worked, and wasn't at all confident that I could maintain my quality of life, my level of productivity with those tools. So I wanted to set out to build something better.
That effort has resulted in Conversant Labs' new app, Yes Chef. It allows home cooks, sighted or not, to use voice commands to lead them through a recipe.
So your hands are dirty, they have like raw chicken, raw meat. You don't want to have to wash your hands every time to either touch your phone and get food on your phone or on your laptop.
Maury says it's an app for everyone, but can be especially useful for people like himself, who already need technology to help them read or hear words off a screen.
Chef, how do I make banana bread?
Showing results for banana bread.
Chef, select number one.
Banana bread, 4.7 out of 5 stars. Serves 10. This bread is a hit. Makes great muffins too.
Chef, let's get started.
The app then gives step-by-step cooking instructions. Maury says his team spent months testing Yes Chef in the kitchens of blind home cooks, but says a lot of the core technology needed for the app didn't really exist before they started developing it.
Historically, there have been two major hurdles to having good voice applications. The biggest one, which we've only recently overcome, is speech recognition. So taking the audio of your voice and turning that into text, so understanding word for word what you're saying. The next challenge is understanding what that means.
So, I'm hungry for pizza could mean you want to order a pizza, or you could be asking the computer to find a recipe for pizza. So, with that knowledge, Maury sees the company as more than an app creator.
And so, rather than try to build these applications ourselves, we want to make it as easy as possible for others to do that. We've learned a lot over the last 2 years in building some apps ourselves.
Maury says they're taking the tech from Yes Chef and their previous app, Say Shopping, and making it available to other designers and developers so they can easily prototype their own applications. I'm Virginia Alvino.
That's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.